With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. The years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
People in this world become vegetarian, that is Master's hope and everybody's hope. Will we have enough vegetation to survive?
We do. We have more to export to the next other planet.
Thank you,
you know how much it goes into a cow? How much acres to raise a cow? And that land can never be productive again. Once the cow trample on it and eat the grass from it. How much land, how much water, how much medicine, how much piles of grains and kind of protein grains from different poor country pour into the cattle before it deliver a piece of meat for one meal. It is a waste of human resource to eat meat. They say if everybody eats vegetarian diet, nobody is hungry at least. We have more, too much more. We can export to Mars or Venus when we happen to find people there. Truly, you ask the research. We will print some articles soon about vegetarian benefits in many ways, not only you alone. Benefit the whole planet. They make a list of conclusion, you know. The research, why vegetarian benefit, and they calculate it, everything. If everyone, not everyone even, if even one quarter of the world eat vegetarian, nobody goes hungry. Can feed the whole population. Understand what I mean? Without even having to work much. And now we work a lot to raise cattle, to kill thousands, millions animals every day. Sometimes you pass by a countryside and they raise cattle. And when you pass by, you see the whole field of black with cattle, you know. And when you come back, empty. Gone. The whole field, many acres of land, so vast, full of cattle, and when you come back, all gone, finished. You understand what I mean? It's a waste of product to eat meat. Never mind talking about compassion or love or enlightenment or moral standard, nothing, not yet. We owe it to mankind to eat vegetarian, not only to animals. What is terrible waste of time, of the earth, energy and resources to feed the animals. They use more water than we human ever do. To wash them, to feed them, to let them drink, and they use more vegetarian protein than human ever can eat. And you have to raise a cattle many years before you can eat it in one meal. You understand? It's too much. We will print some article from the specialist, experts, in our next magazine. I have already selected some and have told the editor to print it next time. So you wait and research for yourselves. Okay, you can get in touch with them and ask them how they come into this and ask them for the proof. But you don't need it. When you see the figure, you know what it is. You know the proof right away.山林一直烧掉的话，当然那个水啊没有地方可靠啊，没有被流起来，慢慢流的，而且一下子流下来嘛，所以造成很多地球的所谓的水灾啊，大水灾啊，都是因为我们破坏山林太多，然后那个没有树啊，所以没有东西可以抓那个水在那边，那抓了慢慢流下来，是变成河啊、溪流啊、湖啊是没有关系。 不过一下子每一次一下水，它就集合起来，然后赶快一起冲下去的话，任何的河啊都会爆炸的。所以我们最近呢，越来越多水灾。既然我们国家、我们的地球越来越所谓的文明，不过水灾啊、旱灾啊，还有什么啊火灾啊，都太多太多了，都是因为我们不小心破坏太多大自然。这个时候本来是 很冷，结果我们今年呢，那个很热，热得很久，到现在还是夏天的。有一些农业啊什么的，他们需要下雨等等，没有台风这边没有鱼啊，就麻烦是在这里。有时候台风带很多云啊来，然后一下雨很大。不过我们也要保护我们的山林，不然的话也是水灾很严重。所以我们保护自然就是保护自己的，知道哈？ 你看，像我们这边呢，我们砍一棵树的话，我们种两棵，万一一棵死掉，那种两棵，它才它慢慢长大的时候，它才有足够力量那个抓那个水呀。因为它刚长嘛，是比较小嘛，所以两棵替代一个。所以你看，以前我们这边都没树啊，我们在种起来的，所以你看这边越来越好啊。
The first question is, God is all merciful and compassionate. How do you explain earthquakes, tidal waves?
There are many ways of looking at things. If we think this physical body, this physical possession, this physical life is all there is about life and the universe, then of course we will think God is so careless, destroying things, taking lives from people. But if we see things in a spiritual way, if we trust in God's wisdom, then we know everything is all right. Everything is perfect. That is another way to look at it. More practically speaking, we also are responsible for all the disaster in this planet. Not all, but many of them. We cut down trees, so we reduce rain and we encourage more landslide, encourage more drought, which in turn affect the harvest and make a lot of people hungry. And we test atom bombs here and there, everywhere. We interfere with the stability of this globe, of the way it vibrates and changes and turns, yes. And we cause many of the unspeakable disaster to ourselves. But whatever God takes away, He gives another. Because He's a creator, He can create and He can destroy. We never know for what purpose, unless we learn to be one with God, to ascend into a higher dimension where intelligence is boundless, where the vision is limitless, then we can see the order of work of the universe. Then we understand why some things has happened. We will know that everything is for the best. Then we will not blame God anymore. Change your vegetarian diet. That's it.
I don't have to change myself in this case because I'm not eating meat. So
you're a vegetarian already?
Yeah.
So but that's easy.
I understand your message.
Yeah, I know you understand. So why not, huh? Work on that, huh? And you'll be the most powerful principal of all the world of school. Would you do that? Would you be strong enough to be the first one ever change the whole system to save the planet? Even if you alone cannot save the planet, who knows, maybe you start it and everybody will begin.
Yeah, I just follow it.
If you don't have enough or you don't remember all the detail of the information about climate change, how it damaged our environment, and the evidence is already here. You know, many places already. You can look into Supreme Master Television and look about climate change. You have all the evidence you need to talk to your people. In case you forgot. You read newspaper here and there, but newspaper don't always report every day. Then you forget, and everybody read one time and headline and finished. And tomorrow go back to do the same thing. If you are a vegetarian, more so you must do it. For your own belief even. I mean, how much longer we live anyway? Even if you die, you do it.
It's true. You're a designer also.
Yeah.
I read on the internet.
Yeah, I have to earn money like everybody else. You know?
That's good.
My teaching is free. But I need to pay for airplane, rent, bill. I don't take it out of my disciple. I earn my own honest living like everybody else, like you, like him. Teaching is something. It's something else. It's something else for service to mankind. So if you tell everybody to be vegetarian, to save the animals, to save the planet, even if they criticize you, take it. It's for the noble cause. But one day they worship you. Yeah, look at how they follow you. They follow your idea in the beginning because you change into the choice. That's step one. Now we make be. Just like you started vegetarian choice in the school, people criticize you a lot, you didn't care. The only one choice in this world is one thing, one choice, the right choice. The Waldorf is a very prestigious school, and if you did that, everybody will follow. I hope they follow on time, you know, that week, enough time. Not that wait until 15 years or 50 years later, or waiting, still thinking we still have time. You know, we don't. Maybe the world don't end immediately at 4 years, but suffering gradually and die in agony, you understand me, with sickness, disease, disaster everywhere before it ends. And we don't want that to our fellow human beings or animals. Yeah, you have to save them. And in your world, you have the world to save. You save it in your world. And each one saving his little own world, maybe we can save the whole world then. What else can we do, huh? What we have to do in our capacity, yeah? You convince people first, of course. You tell them the desperation of it. Yeah? Do something, yeah? You too, both of you. The world and survival is more, even more important, more urgent. After the world survived, we can still help each other. But if we don't have the world, then
I can't even help anymore.
Thank you very much.
Are you very welcome.
Thank you for your being with us for today's Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Good People, Good Works is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Through global green efforts and heaven's mercy, may our beautiful world continue to sustain all her inhabitants.